You can hit us on Twitter at 3HL1045 like Will did. Don lamenting Titans turnover issues in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 turnovers, first in the NFL. And now Mayer lamenting pass pro, 13 sacks allowed, down 66% from this point last season. What in the world are y'all talking about? Offense makes good radio talk, defense is the real issue. Will, we never mentioned turnover issues with the Titans, ever.
I don't. In the three,
you were talking about the Ravens.
I talked about Lamar's really bad turnover right before the half. Maybe yeah, that was then, it.
And then in terms of sacks allowed, I never mentioned sacks allowed, but I was comparing the offense from the last 4 weeks to the previous 5 games. And they're way off since Taylor Lewan went out. Again, the number I keep coming back to, Ryan Tannehill, 70% completion percentage. Taylor goes down, 56%. Something's going on there, right?
Yes.
Listening
skills sometimes are hard, though.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate the tweet. At 3HL1045, Alex Apple with Fox News joins us now. What's up, man? How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good, y'all. I mean, all this hand-wringing over the Titans, trust me, I'm angsty, too. But I look at that, no rhythm. No rhythm offensively without Taylor Lewan. People want to know why Arthur Smith's not been as good. Call him plays as a rhythm thing.
Agreed. And this game, it's got to be a Derrick Henry game. Derrick Henry running left, right, wherever you want to put him. He needs to be running the ball a lot. Like Don said, 30. 30 needs to be the over-under number of carries.
I mean, 30 is his number.
Yeah, I'm in.
Playoffs start today. They're not in it. So if you're ever going to do that, now's the time. Right. Ride him when you got him.
Yeah, there's no need to save them, right?
Yep.
So no need to save those carries.
The reason why Alex Apple is on the show right now is he had a really interesting idea and came up with an interesting storyline about Mookie Betts, who lives in Nashville, obviously, and grew up here. And we talked about that. It'll be on Fox News during the 9 o'clock edition tonight. So you'll want to see this story. It's really interesting, but this dude is an amazing baseball player. We all know that, but you can go back to high school and figure out, and this will be no surprise to anyone, that he was a really good athlete all across the board.
And we were talking about earlier, where now with a $365 million contract, a World Series ring, does he rank as one of the, maybe the best athletes, if not the best in Nashville history? Brent and I couldn't come up with one when we were talking earlier. Don, if you can, in the next couple of minutes of our talking, throw it out. But so I learned something. We threw out a story idea. What if Mookie Betts had played football? Because he was the best baseball player on his team, obviously. He might have been the best bowler in the state. His mom used to always take him to the bowling alley. He would bowl darn near 300.
And
he was a great basketball player.
He averaged 290. He was the bowler of the year in high school.
That is unbelievable. Like, do you know how hard it is to average 290? That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't cheat and get 290.
I don't, you know, I'm not a PBA Pro Bowling Association watcher that often, but those guys don't even break 290 all the time. And on top of that, he's the point guard on the basketball team, leads him his senior year within one game of the state championship. So our question was, well, how good would this guy have been in football? So I called up old Overton head coach Terry Anderson. He was at Hillsboro when Brent was at Hillsboro.
Yep.
And asked him what he thought. And he said, well, you know, I used to get calls from referees, or referees would come up to me on the sideline before Mookie got to ninth grade. And they would say, man, you got the best eighth grade middle school quarterback in the state coming to your school next year. It's like, who is he? He's Mookie Betts. Well, Mookie Betts gets to Overton High School after turning down offers at NBA, Brentwood Academy to play football, to play basketball there. Every school probably wanted this kid. His parents decided we're going to go to Overton. But Mookie gets there and his mom doesn't want him to play football. And he tells the coach one of these things after every year. Yeah, coach, Coach Anderson, the football coach, I may play football next year. Mom's advice always wins out. And he didn't end up playing.
And so hey, mom story, knows best.
Right, exactly. This is something you can replay for your daughter here soon. Mom's advice always knows best. True in this case. And so the story tonight unveils a story that I had never heard of. I don't know that it's that well known in Nashville sports, you know, stories and lore, that Mookie his senior year, and I'm giving away my tease here, but I still think it's a story worth seeing tonight on the news.
Definitely.
His senior year goes up to Coach Anderson and says, Coach, I want to be involved so bad. And you're talking about the best, maybe the best athlete in the city, maybe in the state, saying this to the football coach, I want to be involved so bad, let me be your manager. And the coach says, okay, manager, water boy, whatever you want to do, come at it. He was friends with the kids on the football team, wanted to be involved so bad. He'd ride the bus with them to the games. And Coach Anderson says, he tells it like this, and this is probably a nightmare for a coach, you know, that's trying to win every ball game. He said, I'd look out in warmups and my managers out there throwing 50, 60 yard passes to the other managers on the team. And then the game would start. And Mookie Betts would be the one taking out the water or, you know, running out during timeouts. And to hear him say it, it spoke highly of Mookie's character, because so many people think being a manager, I'm not going to be a manager, that's beneath me. And here is maybe the best athlete in Overton High School history, maybe Nashville history, wanting to be the manager as a senior on the football team.
That's awesome.
It's a great story. Again, Fox News tonight at 9 o'clock.
It's the bowling part of it that's crazy to me.
We've got a couple of photos of him holding a bowling ball at age like 8, you know, but the same face, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the crazy thing about Mookie was he's not very big now.
Yeah.
And imagine a 9th grader or 10th grader wants to play football. And his mom would tell people, no, my son's got a chance to play Major League Baseball, not just play in college, right? A lot of people say, well, little Johnny might play in college. No, my son's got a great chance to play Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he's going to skip college.
We're not doing that football thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, crazy. some of the names. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you talked about the best athlete in Nashville. Somebody threw out a Jalen Ramsey.
Which I didn't think about earlier, but that's a good name.
Yeah, yeah.
Ricky in West End. We talked about, I thought about Tracy Calkins because she won multiple gold medals. Joe Gilliam, obviously, TSU lore, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ron Mercer, who was an unbelievable basketball player at Good Pasture and then Kentucky, and got the whole Vanderbilt story that we won't get into. But then the NBA, Brant Snedeker, who won the FedEx Cup, $10 million. So yeah, Jalen Ramsey definitely deserves in that conversation. That's a good one.
Joe Gilliam was the first one that I thought of. I mean, I graduated high school here in 2010. The best athlete I ever played against was Corn Elder from Innsworth, and Corn Elder might be like the pound for pound, the fastest, quickest, one of the best. He plays in the NFL now, or at least was with the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. But Mookie was even a notch above that because he was great to the point of, as Brent said, maybe could have been pro in multiple sports. I mean, that's a special kind of talent right there.
Well, we appreciate the inclusion, man, and look forward to seeing the piece tonight at 9 o'clock, Fox News.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, there is Alex Apple.
Always a pleasure.
At @AlexApple_ on Twitter. Yeah, it's interesting. Will came back at us with more stuff about what we said or didn't say or whatever, and then he writes, 7 sacks and 1 turnover the last 4 games, not exactly a meltdown. Statistically speaking, yards per game, rushing yardage per game, passing yardage per game, points per game. That's what we said in the last 4 games, dramatically different than the previous 5. So the question is why? So it's not all on Taylor Wan not being there. A lot of it has to do.
So good in the first 5, then I think you can constitute it as a meltdown, right?
Right, but there have been times where the defense can't get off the field, or special teams lets them down.
Part of the conversation, you know? Like that, it's not necessarily all on the offense. Yes, that's accurate, but the numbers are the numbers. The stats.
I just think it's too easy to put it all on the special teams, even though that's a big part of it, and put it all on the defense without looking at the offense over the last 4 weeks. The offense has not been what it was, and for whatever reason. But with sack yardage, that brings the passing totals down.
Been able to get off the field since the start of the season, so that hasn't changed.
But the last 2 games, 136 yards passing and 137 yards passing. That wasn't happening in the 5-0 start, right? So the question is why? 615-737-1045. Thanks, Will, again. Appreciate you, man. We'll be right back. 3HL on 104.5. It's a college.